Good luck. We hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ilui Nishmas, Sara Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are going to be finishing the second parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Zayin, today. We'll also start the third parak with Mishnah Aleph. So the Mishnah begins, Shlosha Dvarim Tzarech Adam Lomar B'Selch Peso Erev Shabbos Imchashecha. There is three things that a person has to say in his house on Erev Shabbos before it gets dark. Isartem, did you take care and separate the trumos and the maestros for the food we're going to eat on Shabbos? Iravtem, did you make the proper Erev arrangements for us on Shabbos? So Hadliku Asaner, go ahead and light the candles, rather. And since you can't do these activities on Shabbos, you better remind people in the house before Shabbos starts. Safik Hashecha, Safik Eina Hashecha, during Bein Hashmashos, we're not sure if it's day or night, Se'in Ma'asun Esavadai, Bein Madbilin Esakelin, you can't separate Truma from something that's definitely Tevel, something that didn't have Truma, so Ma'asun separated, and you can't take Kalim to a mikvah in order to be able to go ahead and use them, because that's Makar B'Patish, Vein Madlikin Esaneros, and you can't light a candle on Shabbos. But what can you do? During Bein Hashmashos, you can take Maaser from Demai, you can make an Erev Chatzeros, and you can do Hatmana, you can insulate hot food so it stays hot on Shabbos. This closes out the second parak, and with this we turn to the third parak, which talks about the Malacha of Mavir, of lighting a fire. This includes not only lighting a fire on the first place, but adding to a fire and glowing and even stirring the coals called chitui gecholim, which makes them burn better. So, in order to prevent people from chitui gecholim, from stirring coals, the Chachamim said we can't put food over hot coals on Shabbos and leave it there. That's called shihia, because you may come to stir the coals. So, the first Mishnah over here is going to discuss, when does this apply, and when does it not apply? Excuse me, and the Mishnah begins as follows. Kira shesikua b'kashu b'gvava, when you have a kira, which is heated with straw or chips of wood, so nosten ala tavsho, you can put food on it on Friday and leave it there into Shabbos. Why? Because that stuff burns too fast to form a coal, and so therefore the idea that you might come to stir is not going to be relevant, because you're not going to come to stir. But if you use pulp or large pieces of wood, so then lo yitain achi grof achi tain esaifer, you can't go ahead and do that unless you remove the coals from the stove or put ash over them, or like we say, put a blech on top. Beishamai also says chamin avalo tavshil, you can put hot water on the stove, but you can't put cooked food. Beisilol omrim chamin vitavshil. The Beis Hillel says you can put hot water and food both onto the stove in this situation, because once you put down the blech, the person has already cooled it down. And so once it's cooked, you can go ahead and do that. Beis Shammai Omrim, not le'navelo machzirin. Beis Shammai says you can take it off the stove, you can't put it back onto the stove. Once you take hot water from the stove, you can't put it back because it looks like you're going to. It's called mechzi kemevashel. It's not actual cooking, but it looks like it. Beis Hillel omrim af machzirin. Beis Hillel says you can even put it back because putting food back doesn't look like cooking. But that's only true if udo biyado, if you're still holding on to it the entire time it was off. But once he puts it down on the table, then Beis Hillel says he can't put it back, and that would make it look like you're cooking it. And with that, we'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.